This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to hour number two of The Big Show. One in the books, still two to go, so plenty of time for you to get in here with us and talk about sports and things. We were talking football before the break. Nick dug up an article in which he mentioned the fact that one of the big blockbuster trades that could happen that was mentioned was Le'Veon Bell ending up with the Texans. And as we talked about, the only bad thing there is you got no offensive line to block for him. But it would be great since their running game has been basically non-existent this year.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So, your boy is on hold, and it's a shocking thing that Juan wants to talk about the Steelers.
Okay.
So we can get to him. Do you want to...
Let's just get a couple of these texts out of the way, then we'll get to him, because I don't want him to get too old. Demetrius said, this is why I love The Usual Suspects. I can guarantee I laugh my ass off every time I listen. And I cut my finger while I was laughing so hard. I cut my finger because I was laughing so hard while I was cutting some apples. Tell Nick I put a Little Mermaid Band-Aid on it in his honor. So there you go. That was just for you, Nick.
Okay.
Appreciate you listening, Demetrius. Nick and Barry, any thoughts on the UFC potentially making a trade with one championship fighting?
You know, I really was thinking about
how
that.
How trades will now affect the MMA world.
Oh.
Were you thinking about that? What were your thoughts on the trade, Joel?
My thoughts on the trade were that I would probably need to text both of you guys and see what you thought.
What, did you hear about this trade?
No, what are you talking about?
UFC is considering trading Demetrius Johnson to 1FC for Ben Askren. In a way, if I'm Demetrius Johnson, who is left to fight in the UFC? There's no one in your weight class. You go over to 1FC, there's a lot of folks in your weight class that you can fight again. I don't know that it would be a permanent trade, but I think it might make sense for both. I just find it interesting that when you add a trade, I don't know that this is going to become a trend necessarily. I think you just have a guy that you want to keep on the roster in case some talent does develop. But who's left for this dude?
There's nobody left, but you do take away a dominant champion from a weight class. You do kind of have, you kind of want one face of every weight class in hopes of him becoming a star or becoming a draw at a pay-per-view of some sort. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, it might make a good move. Ben Askren is a welterweight, and Demetrius Johnson fights at a much smaller weight class. So I don't know if it makes sense. Does the UFC roster need a bunch of welterweights or need a welterweight like Ben Askren? Possibly.
I mean,
give up a face.
A face that's fighting who?
Yeah. No, I'm totally in agreement with you there. But it's just you give up, because Henry Cejudo, like, you don't know if he's going to be as dominant as Demetrius Johnson. And that also is a fight that I would expect him wanting to at least make up. I mean, he wants to get a rematch, or maybe, not a rematch, but a trilogy fight.
Yeah.
With him. So
don't look for this to become a trend though. There's not going to be a trade deadline per se between organizations, especially the UFC trading with other folks. You might see, you know, like, every now and then. In this case, it kind of makes sense. You can get the biggest, probably one of the biggest names outside of the organization, and that being the UFC and Ben Askren. And you get some different competition for Demetrius Johnson. But I think it would be more of a temporary than a permanent trade. Because again, Demetrius Johnson might be pound for pound one of the best fighters to ever fight in mixed martial arts. Period.
And I don't know how it's
going to
work.
You're not just going to give that away. You're going to loan him out to go tear up 1FC and now establish himself as the best, you know, ever in that weight, which I think he already is, but he'll fight more people in that weight class. But then, if somebody develops and comes up amongst the ranks that he could fight, he'll come back and do that.
Yeah.
I see this becoming just as popular a trade deadline as NBA, MLB, and the vastly improving NFL. I'm just letting you know.
A couple more texts before we get to Juan's call. Mm-hmm. Somebody, Walt said, that was awesome, Russian Jerry. They like Jerry's call.
That was a fun call.
It was good.
Jerry with the call of the week, and it's only Wednesday. That was from JJ. Jerry from Russia just stole everyone's bitcoins, every listener's bitcoins, and that was OU Mike. So apparently Jerry's call was a big hit. And then someone said, Nick, you need to let Wu-Tang Clan play longer. You cut that off way too soon. I would agree. It's because it was my list, and he's a hater.
No. So I just, you know, I found a clean version. I just didn't want to risk it. I didn't listen. I listened to like the first 90 seconds of it, and I didn't continue listening. So,
yeah,
I didn't want to risk it. That's all. I love the song just as much as you do.
All right, just checking. Yeah. All right, that's all the text I wanted to catch up on before we got too far past.
There you got what you needed to get from what we had going on text message, but we still have a tweet. Then we have tweets to get to. Based on the way you just kind of stumbled into the last part of that too, don't start throwing stones in your glass house over there.
I fumbled my words, but there you got what you needed to get from the
text line. Yeah, that's right. Bottom line is you got what we needed to get.
Okay, you're right.
Get to your guy, will you?
Juan, what's up, man? Juan wants to talk about the Steelers, of course.
Shocker.
Of course, right. Hey, great theme and topic when talking about Le'Veon Bell. Calling from Sanford, North Carolina, what have the Eagles got besides Super Bowl money in trade for Bell? Picks? Defenders? Just asking. Just want your opinion. Love the show as always. Got to get back to work.
Get it, man.
See ya.
Go make that money.
Enjoy the Carolinas, man. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride on the app, first and foremost there. Look, you can get all the secondary you want from the Philly crew because they got none.
Dude, Eagles are so banged up. They just lost, what's his name, Derek Barnett, excuse me. Michael Bennett will be replacing him, but yeah. Derek Barnett now, shoulder surgery, missed the rest of the season. They're banged up everywhere. If you could get any defensive help,
pass on it. You could go for draft picks.
But,
I mean,
but they don't have anything on defense to trade. They're so banged up. They need defensive help. They need help at running back. They've got a ton of holes to plug, and I don't know what they have other than maybe picks. That's really it.
You know, I kept looking at them from the start of the season going, yeah, maybe there's a little Super Bowl hangover, but there's just too much talent on that roster. They're going to turn it around. They're going to be fine. This is only going to be a couple of games. And now you look at it and you say, it's starting to look like a sinking ship. Like two of the teams that everybody thought were going to be returning to the Final Four, if not to the Super Bowl, the Jags and the Eagles, are two teams that are going to be biggest busts on the season and huge disappointments. Because time is starting to slip away. You just mentioned all of the issues going on with the Eagles, and we know that the Jags were supposed to be relying heavily on a defense that hasn't lived up to billing. And at the same time, Blake Bortles is Blake Bortling, and that is making them very disappointing on offense. Fournette's been hurt all year long. But, I mean, do you go anywhere else than those two teams for biggest disappointments this year so far in the NFL?
I won't say the Eagles are a disappointment. And the reason is because when you look at the list of injuries that they've suffered, especially on defensively, first of all, you lost your starting running back, Jay Ajayi. They've played without Sidney Jones, Haloti Ngata, Rodney McLeod. You just lost, what's his name, Derek Barnett. I mean, this is a team that's been banged up. And there's another
I would think their fan base calls it a disappointment simply because of the fact that expectations change when you win the Super Bowl. And people expect you to be there every year competing for it. And regardless if it's injuries or otherwise, in the case of the Jags, it's a different story. But when you're the Eagles, yeah, you can point to the injuries. But I still think as a fan base, I think they're going to say it's disappointing. For the fact that they fully expected to be right back where they were a year ago and at least competing in the playoffs for a title.
Well, so if I'll put it this way. If you're an Astros fan and you had lost Altuve.
Well, but you can say it from an Astros perspective, all the injuries were there this year.
For the year, you had lost all those guys. Would you call that a disappointment, or do you just say, well, we didn't have our full complement of players?
You have backups, you have depth, you have a roster that was capable of moving forward and still competing?
See, if you would have asked me, I would have said the Eagles would have probably been better off if he was not going to stick around in Arizona, but going and getting a Patrick Peterson as opposed to Le'Veon Bell.
Of teams that would love to be involved in those discussions. Steelers were too.
Yeah. But I mean, but just because defensively they're so depleted.
Look at the way they lost games, though, and that's just not the way an Eagles team loses games. And I think, you know, and we've got Eagles fans out there, even aside from Holly. But I think that Eagles fans, as a fan base, would say it's a disappointing season, and it's not over with. Look, they kind of have that same kind of luck that the Texans
they're
have
in
right
it because
now.
They're in a bad,
their division is crap, just like the Texans. So the fact of the matter is, they still got a shot, and they can still turn it around, but the time is ticking where I thought it was only going to take a week or two, and you get Carson Wentz back, and you get rolling again. And like you said, then you lose Ajayi, and you lose some of these guys that you were really counting on, and then they start stockpiling, and then you start looking at the clock going, we might be in trouble here.
But that Redskins schedule is really favorable for them, dude. I mean, the next four games for them, is really going to really be, it's not the toughest teams. I mean, look, you got the next four games is the Giants, the Falcons, the Bucks, and then the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Washington, you're surprising people. But, I mean, I just don't know how long and how far you're going to go with Alex Smith and with that roster. But, I mean, I picked the Eagles to win the division at the start of the year. I'm sure there's people that still believe that the Cowboys will find a way to resurrect their season. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't feel very confident about that. I think that, honestly, you know, even if they struggle with injuries, I think the Eagles still have the most talent left on their roster to be able to win that division.
Eagles over their next four, Jags, Cowboys, Saints, and Giants. So they've got a couple
They got two doozies there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Cowboys game is at home. That's a division rival. So are the Giants. That's at home. I think the big one is the Saints on the road, but I don't even know that they would be scared of the Jags because that's
Redskins
also at home. The
Redskins possibly win the next four games? Be 8-2?
I think they'll lose one of those.
I think they'll lose at least
they're
4-3
right now, aren't they?
At the end of the day, I think they split those four.
Yeah, they are 4-2.
But you're right. It doesn't sound like it's a very, you know, something that you should be fearing if you're a Redskins fan looking into
if you're going to pick one of them to lose, it's probably going to be that Falcons game.
Yeah, because they're coming back a little bit. Look, yeah, they put points on the board against the Giants. They showed like they're getting right. I don't know. You know, Freeman's on IR.
Yeah.
So their running game's a little suspect. But and their defense, like you said, I mean, the Eagles aren't the only team. Talk about a defense that's taken some hits. Atlanta lost some really good players. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
Text that says, listener Alex, do y'all think there are any viable trade options for the Texans to pursue? I'm not going to say that they won't make a move, but one, I think if you're the Texans, you're very cautious about getting rid of picks. You've done that the last couple of years to get where you're at. I think they know they need to go out and get some offensive linemen, and if they're not in pursuit of an offensive lineman, then I don't think they're going to make any trades. And I just told you earlier in the show, I think it was hour one, if you're going to go back and listen to the podcast, there's one name that's being floated about, and he's a backup left tackle, Owehi from the Bengals, and he's a backup tackle. And so are you going to go out? You have a line full of backups. You don't need another one. So I don't see any trades going down for the Texans. I might be wrong.
Well, but the general managers that are calling the Texans, too, they're looking to steal some of your best players.
Right.
And you're not going to give up your best players. And believe me, they're not calling about your offensive line.
Yeah, but they're thinking that, hey, you guys are one game in front in the division. Don't you want to give up some of those picks?
Nope.
So.
All right, so we'll see how it goes. Robert, we see you. Hold tight. We're going to continue to roll on. If you want to be like Robert, call the show, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter, and we've got plenty more to get to. We'll still get to some baseballs. The World Series Game 1 was last night. Game 2 will be tonight. And, of course, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight back at Toyota Center. They host the Utah Jazz without Chris Paul. So plenty more to get to, including your calls, texts, and tweets. We look forward to continuing on right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I used to roll up. This is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Way Back Wednesday. If you missed the theme, it's pre-2008 songs about making money, getting paid, rich, however you want to look at it. Nick had hour number 1. I got hour number 2.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. Barry had hour number 1. I had hour number 2. Why would I say anything different? Because we always know that bringing up the rear, because this list is coming in late, is one Nick Sciarra.
I got it in on time. I mean, it wasn't like...
On time?
It was 12:50. What did you say? 12:53. It's close enough.
People are already sending ideas for next week. Can we just get to Monday? Of course we're going to do Halloween next week. What the hell else would we do?
Because it falls, right?
DJ Caliente said songs for Halloween. Yeah. I mean... I'm not trying to be rude.
Yes, you are.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
Normally you are.
No. Before we get to this call from Robert, I did want to get to one tweet. Very important tweet. Hey, Barry, with the changing weather and rain, my yard has been more messed up than Jerry's ACL. Should I take any action going into the winter months to preserve my lawn to make lawn care in the spring easier? Man, I'm glad you asked that. Lance Ford, there's a couple things you can do.
Drop gravel and call it a career.
No. I think Lance has already asked lawn care questions before.
Okay. So he's a smart
there's
man.
There's a one question.
He's a smart man. What's
Max,
your point?
Sir.
What's your no?
Lance,
no.
Go manscape the bushes and call it
we
a
let
day.
Clarence call every day with his stupid Saints calls.
That's not my doing. That's y'all.
What?
What, I'm the one who welcomed Clarence every time he calls in?
You're the producer. Your job is to produce. You produce phone calls. They show up, and they're about the Saints, and they're from Clarence.
I'll hang up on Clarence the next time he calls
in. That's on you, bud. Yeah. That is all on you.
That's what I'll do.
But, yeah, you can put out winterizer and also some stuff for fungus.
Can you beep him, please? Can you do something? Can
it doesn't work.
Put out stuff
I was going to, but it doesn't work.
Go get you a good there's actually a fungus treatment called Infuse. See, look at that.
Hey, Robert.
What do you know?
You're lucky because no one really cares about the Raiders, and we've already passed that segment, but we love you being a part of the show. So what do you want to talk about the old black hole?
I was going to talk to you guys about the disappointment that Raiders fans are feeling this year. At the beginning of the year, we had Carr, we had Lynch, they signed Jordy Nelson, Martavius Bryant, brought in all these good. We had Khalil Mack in the defense. Now we have nothing except a couple of mid-round, first-round picks. I mean, we don't even have a home next year. That's how disappointed our Raiders fans are.
Wow.
I mean, we don't really feel too bad for you, sir.
Are your quarterbacks of Virginia for crying on the field? Do you feel bad about that?
I didn't even go there with you guys.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks crying on the field. Oh, my goodness. Yes. It just gets worse and worse. So you guys want to talk about disappointment? Here's how disappointing the Raiders are for all of us this year. You guys didn't even list them. They're so irrelevant. You guys didn't even list them as a disappointing team. It's almost like they don't exist.
That's
well,
true.
In many ways, they don't. I mean, if not for Gruden, I mean, they really don't.
That's true. Appreciate the call, Robert. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I mean, when you look at their schedule, the one win they have was beating the Browns by three.
And they shouldn't have won that game.
They should not have won that game. The NFL gifted Raiders
exactly
their one win.
Right.
By the way, Paul Gutierrez, an ESPN staff writer, said Derek Carr has received calls and texts of support from his teammates in the wake of a report suggesting he lost the locker room because he was crying when hurt in London. Quote, don't worry about that bull crap. He said he was told when you're losing, crap happens.
Well, that's good. I mean, look, I mean, we saw the video. It looked like he was crying, but it's not like he's not trying. I mean, he's still out there giving it whatever he's got.
And
he is taking, he's taking a beating.
You know, every team has a motto. I wonder if that's the Raiders' motto.
Kind of like the World Series when they air all the playoffs when they put the different, each team has their slogan on it.
Never settle. The Raiders is crying and trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Ready to move.
Yeah. Crying, trying, and ready to move. Yeah. Welcome to the black hole.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting, but you look at it and you say, even Jordy Nelson, when he said that name, it was like, that's a Gruden guy. That's the only reason why he won't go anywhere. Because otherwise, you could probably just pull the plug on that, too, and see if anybody needs a receiver.
But he said, I don't see any more trades happening, but things change. Yeah, no kidding. I hate that. That's the most politician answer you could give. Yeah, I don't see us making any more trades, but things change. Yeah, of course they change.
Well, the other thing I don't like is don't keep going in your press conferences and saying, I mean, guys, we really need to develop a pass rush. We really need to work on a pass rush. And it's like, you had one with one of the best in the game.
Is he still saying that?
Yes. He was saying it even into last week. And even when Bruce Irvin was even the one saying, God, it was so much easier to rush the passer on my side. When you had Khalil Mack on the other side, and then they had a defense. And we had a call early in the season when someone was saying, I mean, do you really think that they lost that much with Bruce Irvin? I mean, with losing Khalil Mack because their defense wasn't that great? Guess what? He was their defense, but he made them decent.
Maybe John Gruden is doing all these players a favor by getting rid of them. When you think about all these stars that were going to be, because Robert had a great point. This is a team that's going to be homeless next year. They have no place to play. There's talks that they might end up playing in Arizona for a year. Who's going to go watch that?
Right.
So
but
maybe
they are
going to
be
these,
a cash cow in Vegas.
But maybe he did all these veteran guys a favor by saying, look, Chicago's a team that's up and coming. Khalil Mack, we can get some draft picks from him. Hell, you might make the playoffs in the next year or two.
It's a bad look. I mean, I understand it's one thing with Khalil Mack, but, you know, you can only trade so many players. But, look, yeah, I get I'm what
just,
you're
I'll
saying.
Be, I'll be honest. I'm just reaching for a reason why he would be so stupid, but maybe that's it. Who knows?
I think the main reason there is I got guaranteed $10 million a year for the next 10 years.
Do what the hell I
don't,
want.
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass what you think.
Well, ideally, when they do consider trading you, it's usually a team that believes there's a fit for you on the team. So, ideally, it's not... You know, you would hope the guy agrees with their same mentality and that they believe you're a fit for their team. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Ideally. But.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got some football out of the way. We also got baseball and basketball to get to. OU Mike is on hold. Jay is on hold. You can be part of that as well. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can call. You can text. You can hit us on Twitter. Before we hit the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I'm about to tell you about them all the time. I'm going to tell you about them again. Double down right now with an Astros Rockets promotion at Gallery Furniture. You buy $3,000 worth of mattresses, and there's two ways to win a free mattress from Gallery Furniture. You buy a mattress for $3,000 plus, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, as part of maybe some bedroom furniture. And if the Rockets win the championship in 2019, or if the Astros win the championship next year, he's already talking about next year, your mattress is free. So he is doubling down and making it a bigger, better deal for you. And no matter whether it's free or not, you still get quality furniture at a great price because you're shopping at Gallery Furniture. Pre-Thanksgiving sales also going on. You buy $4,000 worth of furniture for any and every room of your house. You get 36% of that back in accessories around Gallery Furniture. It is the biggest pre-Thanksgiving super sale that they have had. They're open till 10 o'clock every night. There's a huge selection of solid wood furniture. So check them out at one of the three locations. It's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. It's the Galleria area. And of course, I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which one of the Gallery Furniture locations you choose, you're always going to get great customer service. You buy today, you get it tonight. Within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time, you're going to get the furniture at your door. And the one thing that Max says that he's always going to do, Gallery really will save you money.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It's the halfway point of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. We'll go up till 3 o'clock with just the ESPNers, and then we'll get the mappers in here on Sports Map, which will simulcast till 4, and then the Blitz will take it till 7.
You got anything going on Sports Map, either one of you? Nothing to promote?
I got a couple
promote?
Of videos going on.
He's always pumping out the videos.
And my article is still relevant because the Rockets haven't played since Sunday night when Mike D'Antoni finally admitted to what I've been pushing out there, which is defensively they have looked like dog snot, but that he feels like that they can get it together, and it is still early, and I said that. It's good, and we'll see what happens tonight. But again, without Chris Paul, that situation continues to get more and more interesting. Now Big Baby has said, I've played with both guys, and Chris Paul's a bad teammate.
Wow.
So that's not going to go away anytime soon, but what is going to go away is his chance to play. He said, by the way, that because he will not play tonight, he will go watch his daughter play tennis, and his full goal and aspiration is for his daughter to be the next Serena, so he's pretty fired up to see her play tennis.
Oh, my gosh. No pressure there.
Well, don't you think he'd want to at least keep tabs on his squad?
I would think.
And ESPN but this morning ran
a full... suspended, you know.
Yeah, when you got a chance to hang with your kids, you would.
Yeah, I would.
If you got suspended from this show, you're going to sit and listen? Or are you going to go spend the day with Taylor and the dogs?
I would not subject myself to that.
Exactly.
No, I'd rather hear Taylor try to put together full sentences.
There you go. Yeah. Probably sound smarter.
ESPN ran the whole reel, by the way, of the history of Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He's dirty.
Is he?
Ooh, baby. Not just the nut punch in college. Yeah, I mean, you like him more when he's on your team. But, I mean, even like on a made basket as he's going to get the ball from the inbounder, his off arm throws like a hook elbow when he turns to go up the court and steps on guys' feet. And just, I mean, he gets it done.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're both like that. Rondo's an irritant, too. I guess that's the best term for it. But think about all the different locker room situations that Rondo screwed up. He's hated in Dallas. He screwed that all up. And remember, the Rockets played him in the first round, and they ended up just sending him home.
Right.
He screwed with Chicago when he was there and pissed everybody off. He got into it with Ray Allen the whole time he was in Boston. So you can go up and down the list and say, look, man, I mean, no one's perfect. But, you know, both, I'll just say both are irritants. And they irritated each other.
It happens. Yeah. I mean, there's a difference, though, between being an irritant and being dirty.
That's true. Difference. I mean, because like Bruce Bowen or Zsa Pachulia, those are dirty, dirty guys.
I would say, yeah. And if you want, I mean, if you're punching people in the pills, that's dirty. I would say Patrick Beverley is probably an irritant.
I agree.
Those other guys, all four of the guys that we just named, Rondo, Chris Paul, Bruce Bowen, those guys are dirty.
Yeah, I agree. All right, speaking of basketball, OU Mike is on hold.
Oh, no.
OU Mike and basketball. There is a correlation like no other. What's up, OU Mike?
I'm not trying to get in Rondo's business or nothing, but I was just wondering if maybe his girlfriend was also a spitter.
Thank God he hung up the phone. I was like, if he goes for round two, we'll just hang up for him.
All right, let's take the next call. Yeah, I'm not even going to, it's not even worthy of a response. Jay wants to talk Texans playoffs. Jay, what's up?
What's up? I was just wondering, how far do you guys think the Texans are going to go in the playoffs?
I mean, I think
they got to get there first, Jay.
Yeah, if the Jags figure it out, get some folks healthy.
If they do make it, I expect them to get bounced.
Yeah, one and done again. Yeah.
So you're a division winner. It'll probably be the division winner with the worst record. So you'll be playing a playoff team. A wild card team, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the Chargers. If you were to do a playoff bracket right now, is it the Chargers?
It would be either the Chargers, I'm guessing, so if you're just looking who's second right now in all the divisions, the Titans and the Jags are tied for second in the AFC South. Chargers are second in the West. Bengals and Ravens tied for second in the North, and then the Dolphins in the East. If I had to tell you who I think would be the two wild card teams, my guess would be pick from these three: Chargers, Bengals, and Ravens.
There's two guaranteed losses, and the Bengals, who I'm not a believer in, have been playing good football on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
So, and better football than the Texans. So do I think the Texans would beat any one of those three teams? Absolutely not.
No. I don't either. I think at the end of the day, if I had to pick, I would go Ravens, Chargers, and I don't think the Texans are beating either of them.
I completely agree.
So,
yep.
So we got that figured out.
Yeah. So it's going to be another 9-7, one and done.
Yeah.
Picking at the middle to the end of the draft, and there you go.
We got speaking of sports map, Nick, we do have the Brock Osweiler preview of the Brock Bowl in Brocktoberfest that was just dropped today. So we got a little video going on that. Because it'd be interesting who wants revenge more and to get back. Bill O'Brien, who wants to get him in his office one more time and rough him up, or Brock that wants to try and prove to everybody that, you know, he was the right guy just at the wrong time.
He was not the right guy.
He's awful.
He was not the right guy. Oh, White Magic is very active on the text line today. When we were talking about Clarence earlier, he said, please hang up on Clarence. He hadn't even called yet.
He hasn't called.
But White Magic sends that, and then he sends in, next segue, speaking of irritated, OU Mike is calling. That was
White Magic chiming in. Does Jerry get full immunity? Because there used to be that people would take shots at Jerry, too. And Jerry
doesn't call enough anymore.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, even White Magic just left it alone. I mean, I'm not White Magic. White Magic normally goes at Jerry. But OU Mike just left it alone, didn't touch it. But if it was someone else, OU Mike would be all geared up for him.
I would agree. So Tracy sent this to...
you and me.
Yeah, Nick, AJ, and Fred, and said, is this true? And it's a tweet from Brian Zygo, who tweeted this to Lance Zierlein. It says, men spend 7 hours a year hiding in a bathroom for peace and quiet.
Probably true. I'll take the over.
Not for me. I'm on the under. You know me. I handle my business and get out.
Yeah.
I don't lollygag in the toity.
So you're married.
Yep.
You have a kid.
Yep.
And 57 dogs.
58. Yep.
So I would feel like that would be your one and only shot at some peace and quiet.
Nope. she has to go. Both of them have to go to bed by like 8 or 8:30.
And that's your peace and quiet.
And then it's my peace and quiet. It's just me and maybe one or two dogs and a big screen TV, and I'm good.
Okay.
So one or two dogs are still awake, and the other are like still like they're sleeping, or.
Well, at least it takes most of them to bed with her, or they want to be in the bedroom around the bed.
So you don't have a whole bunch around you.
Yeah, so I just got like two. Yeah, and the remote.
I spend a lot of time on the toilet. I'm not one and done like him. I'm not five in and I'm done.
I can go either way.
Only at home, right? Because like here, you'll take care of your business quickly.
I mean, it depends. If I'm during the show.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, but if it's before the show or after. I mean, you know, I think I'm like most red-blooded Americans. I'll pull the phone out and never borrow my phone. And then you shouldn't probably borrow. I feel like the phone is just,
it's a filthy device.
It's a pooping device. Yep. It's now just, it's replaced magazines and, you know, I think that's most people. So I could see why the number is getting extended. I bet you if you did that poll in 1950, mm-hmm. that wasn't 7 hours a year.
My old man lived in there. And we only had one in a very, very, very small apartment.
I think for the majority of men, they do spend a lot of time on the pot. I really believe that.
No question about it. And we only had, like I said, and the door was always shut too. So yeah. You'd be like, Dad, I got to go. Yeah, hold on. All right. 5 minutes later, you're like, no, Dad, seriously, I got to go. And you're like, what are you doing in there? That's none of your business. None of your GD business. And then the next thing you know, you're, all right, go. And then as soon as you were done, right back in there.
Really?
Yeah. My dad, man, you'd have thought that freaking toilet was a recliner.
He was getting away from y'all. He was trying to get some
No
quiet.
Doubt about it.
That's hilarious.
That and he had a rug.
A rug?
He didn't think any of us knew that he had a rug.
Oh, a hairpiece?
Hairpiece, yeah.
He thought, wait, how does your dad think he's fooling you?
It actually was, I mean...
He would wake up every morning before y'all got up and put his wig on.
No, he never took it off.
He was glued or what?
Never took it off. So when he was in the bathroom, he's probably washing it and washing his dome piece, putting it back down. Oh,
so he wasn't pooping.
I kid you not, it was such an issue.
That's hilarious.
And he made my mom swear to not talk, never tell us, right? That when he passed away in his sleep in our house.
Yeah.
And when the paramedics came in, the first thing my mom said is, no matter what you do, please leave that hairpiece on his head.
That's what means the most
to him. Yep.
Wow. He didn't want people to know he was
bald.
He was
bald when he was 21.
Wow.
Yep.
Man, I didn't know that.
That was his thing, man.
That would suck.
The bathroom and his rug.
Because I thought when you were saying he was in there, like, I thought you were implying that it sounded like he was maybe masturbating.
Oh, I'm not going to deny that other things could have been happening, too. But I just know the main
focus
was...
I'm sitting there thinking,
was,
like, your dad's got a Playboy, and come to find out he's looking at, like, brochures for Hair Club for Men. And maybe still masturbating, but, like, just because he wants...
I just know when I had to clean out all of his stuff,
yeah.
And I found the roadkill boxes that were all the old rugs. I was like, my God, did he have a sling? I thought I got shoes. He had rugs. Dang. It's crazy.
That is too funny.
That is funny.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. So, Lawrence, we see you. We'll get you in. And we'll continue to fly by to the top of the hour at 3. Then we'll be joined by the sports mappers from 3 to 4. And they'll take you home as well with the Blitz till 7 on a simulcast. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776.
By the way,
yes?
I can't mess around today after the show. I have to get out of here right away. I'm meeting a friend, the owner of the Joke Joint. She's in town. They have two here in Minneapolis. And I'm meeting her for dinner. Cowboys and Indians is where I'm taking her. Huh?
Screwing us over, Nick.
Huh? How
Taking
smart is
her
that?
Instead of us, and we lose out on the quesadillas and the grub.
Well, look, I got to get booked somehow, and you do that through good food. Everybody knows that.
Book your show Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects.
Oh, I always bring you food. Okay, maybe
lies,
I
Lies! Lies!
1901 Taft in Midtown. Don't come tonight. That'll be weird if you guys just show up and I'm trying to have a business dinner and you're showing up. But 1901 Taft in Midtown, Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me rave about it. Now's your opportunity. Now's your chance to get out there and try it. Let me know what you think about it. I've had listeners hit me up on Instagram sending me pictures of their food. Pink Valkyrie one time. She was like, hey, I think I'm going to have some Uber Eats delivered and I want to get Cowboys and Indians. What should I get? I'm feeling like an Indian food. I said, get the butter chicken. It's some of the best in the city. She got it. She got back to me. She's like, oh my God, it's amazing. I'm telling you guys, this food is outstanding. Everything that I've had on that menu is delicious, whether it's the Southern comfort food, the Indian food, the desserts, the appetizers like the naan quesadillas, the veggie samosas. All of it delicious. That Indian food, those recipes have been passed down through Haas's family over the generations, perfected right there in the kitchen. You can't beat it. You should get out there and try it. And if don't take my word for it, just look, go to Instagram and look at CNI713. Go on their Facebook, CNI713. Check out the pictures. And when I tell you that the food tastes as good as it looks, I'm not exaggerating one bit. CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram, 1901 Taft in Midtown. Remember, you can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Full service bar, TVs to watch the game. There's no reason for you not to get out to Cowboys and Indians and enjoy a good meal. Make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, still rolling out number two, three-hour show, way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, pre-2008 songs about money, getting paid, and all that. Barry had hour number one, I got hour number two, Nick coming up with hour number three. Breaking news out of the college basketball world, fellas, but starting to get some clarity on this college basketball pay-for-play scandal that's been going on. Adidas employees James Gatto, former Adidas consultant Merrill Code, and Christian Dawkins all found guilty of charges. Christian Dawkins was a runner for NBA agent Andy Miller. They were all found guilty after a three-week criminal trial. The jury deliberated for a dozen hours over 3 days and reached the verdict. They were accused of felony charges of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, paying money to and from Adidas to the families of recruits to assure that they signed with Adidas-sponsored schools. The punishment phase is yet to come, but they face 2 to 4 years in prison. And this is just the beginning, as coaches like Bill Self are being thrown out there as a guy that encouraged Adidas to pay a recruit up to $20,000. Dennis Smith, now in the NBA with the Dallas Mavericks, is rumored to have accepted a payment of $40,000 to go to NC State. And there are going to be more coaches and more programs named because there's still more trials coming, including that of ex-NBA player Chuck Person, who was on the Auburn staff and is being accused of arranging for payments.
Is that the rifleman?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Sure is. So there's going to be a lot more to this story. And how about former NBA referee Rashawn Michel? He also is being accused.
A ref, huh?
Yeah, of getting involved in the pay-for-play game. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out, continues to play out, and how it affects the landscape in college basketball. But at least some of the verdicts are coming down, and no one's getting off on this one, fellas.
Not a shocker, but you got caught. And now the scary thing is if your name is tied to this, then you could face some prison time, and that's not cool.
And I like you. I mean, I don't like, but it's refreshing to see that they're not sparing anybody.
And we've been saying this forever. The most corrupt sport of any of the sports in this country is basketball, and it starts with AAU. And for the second year in a row, we mentioned Bill Self, Nick, but Kansas now is holding out Silvio D'Souza, who was another guy rumored of taking payments.
I've done some reading on this story. I think what Adidas is trying to do, or was trying to do, I imagine they're going to stop, is it's an investment. So they get like a recommendation from a coach or from a program, say, hey, pay this player so he can come to our school, an Adidas school. But it doesn't just stop there. The idea is for that player to sign with the Adidas in the event that he gets to the NBA and continues to be an Adidas player. So it's kind of a it's not just something that happens overnight, and I think that's the reason why it's kind of a criminal thing, because it's an investment in a player. It's not just, hey, we're paying you this so you can go to this Adidas school. It's after you're done with college, we want to continue this relationship. And I think that's the reason why it's such a bad deal for anybody that has any knowledge, Bill Self or otherwise, of Adidas making a payment to a player to come to that school.
Man. If you've never seen the 30 for 30, which is a lot longer than 30 minutes on Sole Provider, on Sonny Vaccaro. Yeah, and the fact that AAU used to be just, you want to play with your friends. And wherever right. they were playing, you played. Then it became, well, who's the team sponsored by? And then what shoes are we getting? And because they got maybe a ball bag and a pair of shoes, that it was cool. Now it's like full-blown. You're traveling every weekend to a different city across the United States with the flights covered and NBA guys coaching them. And, you know, even here, TJ Ford has a team that Mucci Norris coaches. Mo Taylor had a team until his son got done playing. Mario Elie's got a team for his boys. And believe me, they're playing in Vegas and Atlanta and all over the country. And it's like, wow. You're already living the life before it's even close to picking a school to go to where you're not supposed to be getting any kind of perks at all other than what's in the athletic department. It's out of control.
And it's dangerous if you don't have this unbelievable amount of natural talent, right? Because then the fame and the money can all get to you. You're not practicing as hard. You're not developing your skills and your game as much as you should. Unless you're just this, you just have this undeniable talent, you know, like a LeBron or like a Barkley who used to drink before games, self-admittedly. If you don't have this undeniable talent, it's kind of a dangerous thing because you get all this money in your pocket. I mean, give me $40,000 when I'm 19. You're not going to find me, dude. You're not going to find me.
We talked about this with the Fab Five when the university was making millions upon millions because of their likenesses and their numbers on their jerseys and everything like that. And they couldn't even get enough money scraped up to go get a pizza. So obviously there's got to be a common ground somewhere. But the problem is that starting with these kids so young now, the first inclination that anybody that talks to them is, what's in it for me? How much am I getting? And because they don't want to get in trouble, it's their dads, their uncles, their guardians that are going, yeah, if you really want so-and-so to play for you, it'd be nice if I got a job and you paid this and drove this and gave me this to drive and everything like that. You know what? If you really want to go back to, you know where it all started?
LeBron. When
Danny Manning. Before that. Oh, yeah, that's when true. Danny Manning was recruited to go play at Kansas, part of the stipulation was his dad wanted a job. His dad ended up an assistant coach under Larry Brown at Kansas, and Danny Manning got a national championship for the Jayhawks. Mm-mm. So, all right, Jayhawks playing Lawrence, Kansas. Lawrence is on hold, but we're going to get him to talk a little bit about the Texans starting up hour number three. We're going to keep him on hold because we got a hard break to hit, and then we're going to continue to get the show going and finish strong in the final 60 minutes. We'll get the Sports Mappers to join us on ESPN 94.1 as well. So it's going to be an all-out chaotic fray mess of fun, sports, and entertainment. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's the Usual Suspects. And, of course, if you're listening to the Usual Suspects, it must be ESPN 97.5.